In East Timor, a case against a local journalist has stirred up anger both inside and outside the country. The journalist has been charged with criminal libel after he published allegations of corruption in the East Timorese government. The journalist is on a criminal charge under old laws left over from Indonesia's brutal occupation of East Timor. It's raised questions about the commitment of the East Timorese government to freedom of speech. Kathy Harper reports.
José Bello is used to being unpopular with authorities. He was part of the resistance against Indonesia and was sent to prison for anti-Indonesian activities. But now it's his own government's laws which may imprison him.
I'm going to be imprisoned by this law, and in the same prison where it was that I, you know, the Indonesian detained me or imprisoned me there.
José Bello is the chief editor of an East Timorese newspaper called Tempo Semanal. Last October, he published an article alleging corruption and nepotism against East Timor's Justice Minister, Lucia Lobato. A few weeks after that, he was charged with criminal defamation, a charge that potentially carries a prison term.
The response from the government is really, really bad to me and to my newspaper.
José Bello's been charged under old Indonesian laws, which were left over from the occupation. The East Timorese government has promised to repeal the laws and is in the process of drafting new ones, but they haven't been enacted. José Bello accuses his government of not genuinely wanting freedom of speech in East Timor.
They don't want the journalists to do some hard stories. That's why they want to go after me. If they hit me, they get me, then another journalist is not going to brave to do the hard stories.
That's rejected by the East Timorese government. José Luis Guterres is the Deputy Prime Minister.
The case in the General Prosecutor's Office is not government against a journalist, but it's between two individuals. Lucia Lobato is now currently Minister of Justice, but she felt that her right was violated by the articles that Mr. José Bello newspapers wrote a few months ago. We have to recognize the right of all citizens to take any case to the court. This is not a case of the government against the press.
But with respect, that is the outcome of it. If a journalist publishes negative information about your government, it could lead them to be charged with a criminal charge.
No. Many articles in the newspaper since we came to power that are not in favor of the government. But the government have never taken any step to put this case in the tribunal.
But journalists in East Timor are concerned. A group called COLCAS, which is involved in drafting new media laws, says there are several recent examples where journalists have been intimidated with court action. An opposition MP, Fernando Borges, who heads a parliamentary committee involved in assessing media laws, isn't convinced the government intends to get rid of criminal defamation. The MP says the Justice Minister, who's the subject of the corruption allegations, is involved in drafting the new criminal laws.
If you don't have freedom of speech, there is no freedom for anybody, because sooner or later, someone will knock on your door and say, "You have not said the right thing about me." You go there. And the courts are being used at the moment for that purpose, to shut people down.
José Bello is still waiting to hear when he will face the defamation charge in court.
Kathy Harper. And regular listeners may be aware that José Bello has worked as a freelance journalist for the ABC.